This is like a mic check. One, two, one, two. Hopefully, and this is a big hopefully, yo. Hopefully, we got our sound issue fixed. Hopefully. Because last week, if you guys were present, a lot of you weren't. Why weren't you? We'll figure it out. But if you were present, then you know there was this huge echo last week. And I have no idea why. If this were YouTube, then I can go, hey, somebody give me a sound check, and then somebody be there. But we are launching something. You guys are on the ground floor of what is going to be big. You guys better get on it. You guys better get on it. We're on the ground floor. Because not only are we the premier podcast for authentic, traditional, non-marketeered, non-glitzer, Lord have mercy. Not glamored hoodoo, but you know, the down and dirty, fresh off the plantation, sticks and stones and dirt roads and bones and all the other good stuff. Not only are we the premier location for that, but we're also going to talk about spirituality across the globe. Of course, we're going to stay, you know, stay hoodoo focused, but, and I do mean but, we're going to talk about stuff all over the place. So if you are out there, somebody, you know, shoot me a text. Or come into the chat and let me know how I sound. Am I loud? Am I echoing? Right now, to myself, I sound okay. But that's just to me. And I always sound great to me. But anyway, guys, so this was, I won't say a special request, because this is something that happened today. But, you know, I firmly believe in, not, what is the word? Not kismet, but everything happens for a reason. So someone in my Discord was like, hey, can I have an update on the whole Tabitha situation? If you guys are unfamiliar, Tabitha is my black cat. Now, she's predominantly an outdoor cat. She's what we down south, we call a barn kitty. And barn kitties, you know, they just hang around barns. They keep your mice and stuff at bay. So Tabitha is a barn kitty. She's great at that. And when I say she is great at that. But, you know, there's been a lot of weird things going on down here. And some of it has been centered around Tabitha. See, I used to work for a vet, a veterinarian up in, Gwinnett County, Georgia. And so when I moved down here, I told her, called her, I said, hey, doc, I need a barn kitty. So if someone comes in, they've got a feral cat or whatever that can, you know, just hang around the barn, then that would be great. And, you know, she was like, okay, I've got one for you. Great. I didn't expect Tabitha to be so nice, but she is. But she likes outdoors. She'll come indoors, but she mainly likes to just go out, and she does hunt mice and rats. I know there's some folks out there, oh my gosh, you know, stray cats. No, she's not bringing birds down and whatnot. She just hunts a lot of mice and rats. So, you know, she's out there. She's a sweet kitty. But one thing I've noticed here lately as situations have been going on, I've noticed she's always there. A lot of you who follow me on YouTube, know I do a lot of, I have done some ghost hunting videos where it's mainly me talking to an entity around this property that goes by the name of Brian. Now, I don't know if that is this thing's real name or whether that's just what I heard because I use a ghost hunting app. But Brian decided that he wanted some company, and he's brought with him a female sounding spirit that comes through the ghost hunting app. And also something I just like to call it because it always sounds real gravelly and growly when it comes through. Now, I've never felt any type of negativity coming from these entities that come through the app. Never. It's just, you know, kind of spooky, only because I'm out in the middle of nowhere, and I often go to my shed at night to go and adjust, like, the heat and the air, whatever the temperature dictates, and, you know, I'm walking out, and it's in the middle of a field in the middle of nowhere. So I'm walking out there, and, you know, since I moved down here, I've never felt like, oh, my gosh. I'm from Southwest Atlanta, so I've never felt that I needed to be protected from, like, somebody trying to mug me, rob me. I mean, who's going to rob somebody in the middle of nowhere? You know, I don't care how many scary movies you see. It really just doesn't happen. But there have been times I've been walking through the field and a deer or something darts by. And I'm like, oh, maybe like two drops of pee-pee, you know, comes out. But anyway, so, I mean, I felt fine. But I had started to notice that a couple of times I'm walking, you know, from the house to the shed, and Tabitha follows me. No big deal. She's my kitty. I feed her every day. You know, maybe, and, you know, and I pet her. She's nice for a barn kitty. And so, you know, that's all cool. Pet her. She follows me there. I go into the shed, do what I've got to do. I come out. Now, a couple of times she's scared me because Tabitha is jet black. She is jet black. So a couple of times she has scared me because I'm coming out of the lighted shed into, you know, outside. And it's dark outside. So I'm like, oh, you know, she just darts away. So that spooks me. But no big deal. What's going on, chat? If y'all can hear me, somebody give me a sound check. Let me know if I'm echoing or anything like that. Somebody let me know if I'm echoing or if I sound okay. So I'm like, okay. She follows me to the shed. And then she'll walk me back to the house. No biggie. Here's where it gets a little iffy. Because the last week or so, I noticed that there was another kitty. And I thought it was weird because I looked out the window and I looked towards the shed. Thank you guys so much. I looked towards the shed and I'm like, oh, there's Tabitha. Why is Tabitha way down there? But then I looked closer to the house and I'm like, there's another Tabitha. There's a second cat. Now I know it's like, okay, there could conceivably be two black cats. You know, when the good Lord made a black cat, he didn't just make one. He didn't just make Tabitha. There's black cats everywhere. But it was so odd because one thing about Tabitha, she is jet black, not a white spot on her, not white boots, not a white spot on her chest, not a white spot on the top of her head, nowhere. The other cat, same thing. And I'm like, huh, well, that's weird. Never seen this second cat before, ever. Never seen this second cat. Didn't think anything of it, right? Now, and then Tabitha started, you know, I guess, going after it. Because I had seen, Tabitha does not like other cats near the property. She will chase them away. So I'm like, I'll never have a second barn kitty because she wants to be the only kitty. Now, let's fast forward to last week. Last week, I'm looking out of the front window of the house. And I see two Tabithas again. And again, one Tabitha is chasing the other one out of the yard. Now, one thing that I didn't mention in the YouTube video is Tabitha is an awesome, awesome hunter. She is always bringing, you know, like I was telling you guys earlier, mouse, a rat, something like that. You know, but I noticed sometimes I would look at Tabitha and she'd be really thin, which if you have outside kitties, you know, sometimes they'll do that. No matter how much you feed them, they just burn a lot of calories. And then other times she's really fat. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now, far be it from me to talk about somebody's weight, because I've been on this yo-yo type deal myself. I've been on this yo-yo type thing myself, but not that fast. I mean, she's not a crackhead kitty. She can't just fall off that fast. But here's the thing. Then a few days later, she's fat again. I'm like, wait a minute. Something weird is going on here. There's something weird in the town of Denmark. I'm like, something's going on here. And whenever I'm hearing like something odd, when I go out and ghost hunt and there's something weird going on, like coming through, there's Tabitha, right? There's Tabitha. Now, one thing that I haven't mentioned to anyone, you guys that are here are the first ones hearing about this. Sometimes I will go into the shed at night and it feels like I just escaped something. Let me put this into perspective. There's maybe like a minute and a half, 2 minute walk from my back door to the shed, right? You know, and that's, you know, walking gingerly, minute and a half, 2 minutes. And I don't think anything of it. Here lately, it has felt like something is behind me. Now, you know, me being me, you know, I got that Bethlehem on. It got that Bethlehem on me, but it feels like something is, and I don't hear footsteps all the time. Sometimes I have heard something in the brush, but this is the country. You think nothing of something moving in the brush, but I have felt like something is behind me. There have been times when I, you know, have that horror movie moment where I'm like fumbling with my keys because I keep the shed locked. And then I get in there. I don't look behind me because, listen, we know when you look behind you, that's when something bites your face off. You know, but I open up the shed, go in, and when I slam the door behind me, it's like I honestly felt like I just missed having something happen to me. And then I'm inside of the shed. Yeah, excuse me. I'm inside of the shed, and I've heard knocks, thumps on the other side of the wall. Now, could it be a limb? Absolutely. Could it, you know, it could be some of anything. But it felt and it sounded like there was something knocking on the outside of the shed. There were a couple of times, y'all ain't even gonna lie, because look, I ain't 10 feet tall and bulletproof. You know, I am the formerly alcohol-fueled Georgia whoop-ass machine, but I am a human being. There were a couple of times I thought about getting on my cell phone and calling my cousin, like, I know this is going to sound crazy, but you want to drive down here and just pull back to my shit and walk me to the house. It's kind of something going on down here. So, but one thing I've noticed when it was like in a really oppressive energy like that, Tabitha was always there. Always. And so this is what happened today. This is what happened today. For those of you who wanted an update on the whole Tabitha situation. So I went to church this morning. Went to church this morning. And as always, you know, you leave church, you want something to eat. And I'm like, let me, I had my nephew, had my sister with me. Like, you want something to eat? We went and got something to eat. Luckily, there were not long lines because, y'all, down here in the South, after church, listen, you gonna have a long wait wherever you go get something. Wherever. But the wait wasn't long. I'm like, man, Lord is with us today. Thank you, Jesus. Had to go in the Wally World. Whew. That didn't even take as long as it could have. I get back to the house. This is where it's a little creepy. Now, mind you, this is broad daylight. Okay? This is broad daylight. Get back to the house. You know, my sister grabs my nephew, or she's getting ready to grab my nephew, and I hear meowing. And I'm like, what in the world, Tabitha? Because, you know, my other cat, Lulu, is a house cat. Lulu's my little princess. She doesn't come outside. But I'm like, Tabitha, what's going on? And it's a persistent meow. And I'm like, huh, I hope she isn't hurt. Because it was a very persistent meow. And I tell y'all, no lie, I'm in my office right now broadcasting, and I just heard a thump on the wall. And so I hear this persistent meow. And I look, and on my lawnmower, y'all know that red lawnmower that I showed everybody on YouTube, is Tabitha curled up on the seat, looking dead at me, meowing. And I'm like, Tabitha, you okay? So I'm walking towards her, make sure my sister got my nephew squared away or whatever. So I'm like, Tabitha, you okay? Because, you know, she does meow. But not a persistent, continual meow like that. So I'm like, you know, let's make sure she's okay and not, you know, attacked by a deer or something, because it is deer season. So I get closer to the lawnmower and she's looking up at me. And then when I get there, probably maybe 6 feet away from the lawnmower and to this black cat that's curled up on the lawnmower seat looking up at me meowing, I look, and then I don't know, like a chill went down my back. And I said, you're not Tabitha. And I took a step back and the cat jumped out of the seat and tore out around the house. Y'all, that was not Tabitha. Because for one, this is why I thought that it was Tabitha and that she was injured. Because Tabitha, if I call her name, she will come to me and she'll rub up against my legs, because a couple of times that is how she scared me coming out of the shed at night, because I'm stepping out of the shed, which is lit, into the darkness. And here's this thing rubbing up against my legs. You know, again, we'll think a little, you know, maybe two drops of pee-pee came out. This cat, I guess when it realized that I knew you are not Tabitha, took off running around the house. I went around the house right before, and this is like the movie moment. Went around the house. Guess what, y'all? No kitty. No kitty. So I don't know what is going on. It makes me think about this video that I saw, and I think it was a Turkish video where this guy, that's right, y'all, like two drops of pee-pee came out. So this guy was in the woods and he panned his camera towards himself. So, and that's important because you can see what he looked like, what he had on, his facial hair and everything. And he walks through the wood and he hears another male voice. He calls out and a guy steps from, two drops of pee pee. A guy steps from behind a tree. And what makes this so spooky is the guy that stepped from behind a tree looked just like the guy who was holding the camera looks just like the guy that was holding the camera. And so the guy was like, hey, why are you dressed like me? But I think he was like, you know, I think the translation was more like, why are you disguised as me or something like that? And so the guy just took off running because, you know, doppelgangers are real. And I'm getting, you know, chill bumps relaying this story and thinking about that, because this is something that I mentioned on YouTube, but, you know, I'm posing it again now. You know, if assuming that these types of cryptids are real, and this is a hoodoo channel, you know, we know some stuff that's real out there that folks, you know, would think we crazy, but I'm like, no, trust me, it's real out here. So if doppelgangers are real, what would it gain from pretending to be my cat? Because I started to actually wonder, you know, those times I was telling you guys earlier where Tabitha one day would be real thin, and then a few days later, she'd be fat. Then a few days later, she's thin again. And I'm like, wait a minute, those are two different cats. Those are two different cats. And if that is the case, was Tabitha, you know, because remember, you know, I caught her running the second black cat off. Was Tabitha running the doppelganger off? Or was the doppelganger keeping Tabitha away? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. A little spooky. A little spooky. All right, guys, we're going to take a brief musical intermission. I have no idea what song I have queued up. We're going to listen to it together. I don't know what genre it is. We's going to hear it together. A brief musical interlude. Interlude. That sounds nasty. And we'll be back shortly. I probably won't even let the whole song play if it's not good. Going to make some coffee, pay the water bill, come right back. And we're going to continue on with episode 2 of The Rebirth of Working with Us. Okay, all right, I'm back. I am back. Sorry about that, guys. I had to take care of a little business. Mainly, I had to figure out how to work my refillable Keurig cup or K-cup, whatever you call those things. Whatever you call those things. So, yeah, that's part of what's been going on here. That's part of what's been going on. Some paranormal who's it's and what's this. And I actually do have some footage of eyes out in the field. Now, I'm in the middle of the woods, and it's deer season. I know sometimes I'm seeing deer. I know sometimes I am not seeing deer. So we just have to go from there, guys. We have to go from there. And I will be releasing the footage, and we'll see what you guys think. See what the verdict is. So here, hopefully everyone has their pen and their paper. Pen and paper, because this is what I want to do for everyone who is coming on to this nice broadcast without promise of anything other. Without promise of anything other than listening to the soft rumbling of my basal profundo. I am going to put a coupon code on the site at the end of tonight's broadcast. At the end of my site, is www.trueconjure.com, the world's premier website for authentic and traditional hoodoo items. It's good for 10% off, and it's going to be, I have to think of something. Like, what do we want it to be? Let's see. WWTS for Working with the Spirit podcast. And that'll be good for 10. That's a lot. Maybe we should shorten that. No, that's what it's going to be. No, I know what it's going to be. Y'all write this down. It is going to be WWTS Pod 10. So that's the letter W, W, T as in Tom. Well, no, it's for Working with the Spirit. P-O-D, then the number 10. Okay, WWTS Pod 10, good for 10% off. For those of you who could have been doing anything, but you decide to come out and support your boy, it is greatly appreciated. So that's what we are with the whole cryptid thing, guys. Let me know what you guys think about that. Let me know what you guys think about that. We've got cuffing season right around the corner. I mean, we are. It's not around the corner, guys. We are in cuffing season. Do y'all know? Isn't it next week? That's Thanksgiving? Anybody know? No, I don't. Next week, Thanksgiving? I think. Let me see here. Today is the 12th. Okay, today is the 12th. Yeah. By George, next week is Thanksgiving. So we are in the middle of cuffing season, y'all. We in the middle of it. It is getting cold out there. These folks getting lonely. It gets lonely. Thank you, chat, as in Fergus said, next Thursday. And so people are going to be trying to put something on you. So I know last podcast, I gave out workings on how to cuff somebody. This is how you get this is how you get uncuffed. Because you ever been in a situation, and I'm not saying that people are out there doing work like this, because to be honest, not everyone can do what we do. Okay, and that's what I tell people a lot, that when people begin their spiritual journey, right, people begin their spiritual journey, a lot of times a lot of spiritual paranoia will set in, and people start seeing work everywhere. I think somebody's working on me. Man, I can't believe I laid up with her. What'd I do that for? She must have, man, stop. It was late at night in the middle of the week, and you... for somebody cancel me. But not everybody is working like that. In a world with 8 billion people on it, most of the time, if you tell anybody what it is that we believe in, you know, roots and herbs and oils and prayer and everything, they're going to look at us like we're crazy. And the ones in the very small community that we're in that believe in what we believe in, now y'all know not everybody can do it. It is more than just following the methodology. Excuse me. It's more than just following the methodology. That's all. Someone asked me today, well, you know, will you do a video on ethics and morality? Because people might just be out here working the whole neighborhood. And I told them the same thing. I said, listen, not everyone who goes through the motions is actually able to work. And the ones who do, you know, are able to do some work, well, they may not necessarily have the juice to work a whole neighborhood. It takes time. You got to work up to this. You got to work up to the level of the global icon and the national treasure. So it takes time and practice. Okay. So there's not a lot, not everybody's out here working on you like that, but do y'all know sometimes you work on yourself. Sometimes you work on yourself. Okay. So here's some ways to kind of get yourself unhooked. Because it ain't nothing worse than doggone being in love with somebody you can't stand. That's the worst. And don't y'all be looking at your phone or looking at your laptop. Because I know some of y'all done pulled back and looked at the screen like, what in the world, Prophet? Yeah, and sitting there in love with somebody you can't stand. You got to get unhitched. And this is how you do it. And the funny thing is, we already know. If you know a lot of your superstitions, a lot of the superstitions in the Black community are workings. You just have to know how to work them. Because case in point, one of the easiest ways to get unhooked from somebody you can't stand, but and y'all know you've been in those types of situations where you like, I can't stand it, but late at night, Wednesday, all your shows done went off. You waiting for the new season. Ain't no new movies out. You done went to the end of the internet and Netflix. What you end up doing? Calling old Snagglehead. And you know who I'm talking about. Calling him or her up. Because that's what season it is, y'all. This is Hey Big Head season. I know some of y'all done got some of them texts already. Hey Big Head. Y'all know what I get? You know what text I get? You know what? You must be doing some work on me over there because I was thinking about you. No. Hell, I'm not. I promise you. But y'all are getting them. But this is how you get that person out of your system. Okay? So you're not sending out them crazy texts in the middle of nowhere. Now, if you remember Big Mama back in the day, see Big Mama make you sweep the house and you in there sweeping, you know, mad. Like a Big Mama made you sweep. And if Big Mama was standing there, was the one thing you bet not do with that broom if Big Mama standing there and you sweeping. One thing you better not do. If you said sweep over Big Mama's feet, you are correct. You better not sweep Big Mama's feet. Because what do we always say? You're going to sweep somebody out of your life. We always say that, right? You're going to sweep somebody out of your life. Now, we think that pertains to like bad omens and stuff, and a lot of times it does. A lot of superstitions are meant to scare you away from doing them, not from doing them, period, a lot of times. But why is this table shaking? Not from doing them, period, a lot of times, but not from haphazardly doing them because they are so powerful. So one thing that I tell folks to do is get a picture of that person that you just need to be away from. Get a picture of them. And burn that picture to ash. Now, Hoodoo, we're going to be, look, if you have a problem with fire, Hoodoo is, because we do a lot of burning of stuff in Hoodoo. We do. Now, burn that picture to ash. Get you some spit. So, work it up. You're going to spit into the ash until it's paste. You're going to get you some old shoes, not your own. Go to Goodwill. Go to Goodwill. Get you some old shoes. Now, if it's that person's shoes, because some of y'all be having your ex's stuff at you. I don't know why. Some of y'all be having, because you can't bring yourself to throw it away. Listen, whatever. Whatever. Their old shoes or the Goodwill shoes, whatever. You're going to take a name paper, stick down in them shoes. And then you're going to take that spit and ash paste. You're going to draw three X's on the bottom of those shoes and then sweep over the shoes. And then take the shoes and the broom. Well, take the broom, and as you sweep, like, just keep knocking them towards the front door, and then knock them out the front door with that broom like you Tiger Woods, and you teeing off, send them out. Or, you know, you can be Venus or Serena. Just try to serve them out the door. Just get them out there. That will sweep that person out of your life. Makes perfect sense, right? A lot of folks don't know it. Sweep them out of your life. Another working, and if, y'all, this is not an ASMR podcast, so, but I'm over here enjoying an iced coffee. So if I'm swallowing too loud, then, you know, somebody pay me. Hit me up with a text or something. You know, like, probably you swallowing too loud. I can't stand that. Because I have, what is that thing? I forget the name of it. I think it's like misophonia or something. I cannot stand mouth noises. I hate them. And so I don't want to subject anybody else to that. So if my coffee enjoyment is too loud, y'all let me know. Now. That's one working. Another working is the inverse of a think about and dream about me working. Now, if you've been following me on YouTube or even here way back in the day, you know that I will tell you one of the easiest ways to get somebody back into your life is to have them, you know, them dream about you. If a person dreams about another person enough and they are dreams of a certain nature, then you might want to see what it do in real life. That's just human nature. You might want to see what it do in real life. So one of the workings that I often give is to take the person's picture and put it behind your headboard. Okay, put it behind your headboard, and you want it facing you. So you're going to glue it behind your headboard with, you know, like the face of the person right up against the headboard. So if that were really them, they'd be looking at the back of your head when you're sleeping, right? That causes someone to dream about you. Now, you need to do the opposite. If you are trying to get uncuffed from someone, you need to do the opposite, meaning you need to turn the face away from you. See, some of y'all got the working incorrect, and then I ran a person away. Like, Prophet, I did that work you told me to do, and now they gone. That's because you didn't pay attention. I told you to have the picture facing you. So you have the picture facing you. You put the picture away. Now I don't want you no more. So if you are unknowingly cuffed by someone that you don't want to be cuffed by, put their picture behind your headboard, but have them facing away from you. And that will cease all thoughts and dreams, because you would be surprised how many people will dream about you. I know y'all dream about me, boy, and y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. Focus. So those are two workings that I highly, highly recommend for cuffing season if you are trying to get uncuffed. If you're trying to get uncuffed, that's what you do. Because, you know, a lot of times when it comes to this time of the year, everybody wants a working to bring somebody to them. But what about the other half of the equation? What about the people that's trying to get away? Because, listen, guys, you only have 4 more days. November the 16th is National Breakup Day. If you did not know that, November the 16th is National Breakup Day. See, that way you give somebody enough time. What's up, Coco? Welcome to the chat. What's up, Ms. Ajna? Ms. Ajna. What's up, S.N. Fergus? You want to, back to the conversation, you want to get away from somebody and enough time so that they can tell their family you're not going to come to Thanksgiving, because they have been telling somebody up to this point, oh, my God, the global icon and national treasure is coming to Thanksgiving. Oh my God, you know, he's a Greek African god of a man, and you know, family is excited to see you, but you don't want to just have them show up without you. So you want to get out of there with enough time so you know you're not that person. you know, you want to get out of there in enough time to not be that person. So National Breakup Day is right around the corner. So y'all need to do those two workings. Now, if you just want to get away and you, you know, because the other two workings kind of ease the person away. But if you just want to just cut everything, this is what you do. Because I don't know, sometimes this is dependent. This is like a kind of area-specific working, an area-specific working, because not everyone has this same superstition. But down here, if glass breaks in the house, that means somebody's about to fight. And I've seen it happen so much that the glass break, I started looking around. I started squaring up. Ever since what happened in Alabama, I grabbed my folding chair. If some glass break in the house, I'm like, listen, I don't know who about to, but somebody about to get it. Somebody about to get it. So what you can do is take a glass bottle, put your name and that person's name in there, with a little bit of red pepper. All right, drive it out. I mean, you can walk. Just find a big tree and slam that bottle into the tree and bust it. That's going to start an argument. I don't care who it is. You could have been booed up with Mr. Rogers. Y'all about to argue. But see, you got to be tactical. So now when the argument starts, you go, you know what? Because see, the thing is, people, when you're in the middle of an argument, you always say something you don't really mean. Or you do mean it, but you only mean it right now. You know, because I have a temper like that. My temper is like a match. It'll flare up, burn real hot, and then just be like, woof. Then I'm like, well, dang, what happened? So, you know, people say stuff they don't mean. So when y'all arguing, you need to, see, listen. Everybody tap your temple right now. Use your index finger and tap yourself. You know, the I'm thinking. That's right. I want you to think, right? Put your thinking caps on. We need to be cerebral assassins right now. Lead them in the argument. Lead them down the little primrose path so that they go, you know what? Well, maybe we don't need to be together. You go, you know what? Maybe you're right. Get up out of there. Hold on. Maybe we just saying some things we don't. No. You said it. You know, y'all trifling. Y'all terrible. Cause y'all out there writing this down like, yeah, I'm about to do it. Put your thinking caps on. All right. Oh, if you are dialed in listening by phone and you want to ask a question on the air, I believe you have to hit 1. If you hit the number 1, it will put your hand up. It will show me that your hand is up and that you want to ask a question live and on the air with the Global Icon and the National Treasure, and I will bring you on, ask your question, and then, you know, we'll go from there. You know, some people have asked me why I wanted to go back to podcasting. As you know, I feel is a successful YouTube channel. I feel it's successful. And, you know, we are almost at 20,000 subs, almost at 20,000. Y'all share. Share this positive energy. Let's gain this momentum. Let's get to 20,000, you know, real soon. And next stop, 100K. But I love the audio medium. I do. I'm trying to get back on terrestrial radio as well. Y'all, that's regular radio. Trying to do that as well. And you know, the beauty of this is, I don't have to have pants on. I can just I'm broadcasting right now. In basketball shorts. You know, it's just like when people ask me, well, Prophet, you know, why don't you offer, what did y'all say? Why don't you offer video calls for consultations? And I said, because then I have to put on clothes. Now, I'm not a nudist. I don't just walk around in here, you know, bucky necky. You know, I don't. I honestly do not. I sleep in shorts and stuff. Like, you know, I don't just be walking around bucky necky. But y'all know when you live off a dirt road in the country, sometimes you just not all the way presentable. You know, sometimes you not. And like if you guys were coming to meet me, there would be many days I'm like, no, I gotta hold on. I was just out there with the chickens. If you have never lived on a farm, case in point, Y'all, today my sister was like, ah, scream. I was like, what is that? Like, what's wrong with you? That look, that's Big Brother for you. Like, we don't never get real excited. Like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, what is that on the floor? And I looked. I was like, a feather and a wad of fuzz. I'm like, what in the world? I don't know. Feathers. And I say to say, you know, with chickens and livestock, you never know what's going to be in here. What I might be, I'm dirty. No. So if I had to put on clothes, like, no. So I decided, it was right before the podcast, y'all, I am going to start offering video calls. But no, they're going to be more. And you limit it to like 15. I'm not going to do a one-hour video call. I offer a one-hour consultation. I'm not doing a one-hour video call. I got to sit here and stare at you for, man, no. You know, 15 minutes and 30 minutes. And you got to pay extra if I got to put on clothes. I think that's fair. I'm also going to offer an emergency reading, 15 minutes. Because some people are like, hey, probably you always, I am regularly booked out for like a few days. But if you have an emergency, now y'all know why. Because some people are like, probably, can I please have an appointment? I have an emergency. Why do y'all think that I don't drop what I'm doing? Because y'all don't be having no emergency. Let's just keep it a buck. Y'all don't be having no emergency. But, you know, if you got to pay, it'll be an emergency then if you got to pay. I know it. So that's why. It's going up. My finance manager, Coco Scissorhands, is going to, you know, go over that proposal. And then we will see. We will see. I do believe the next Hoodoo Church is going to be Wednesday. No, it can't be. You know why it can't be Wednesday? Because the webinar. That's right. The webinar is this upcoming Wednesday, November the 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guys, we are going to be talking about uncrossing work. We are going to be talking about cleansing. We are going to talk about when you need them and when you do not. Because a lot of times I will tell you, hey, you are not having any kind of negative entity or energy or anything like that. No, I know, and no one's throwing anything at you or anything like that. And I do tell people that a lot of times. So we're going to go into just a little quick divination on how you can tell if you have something that needs to be cleansed off of you or if you're just paranoid. Because that happens, right? We talked about it earlier in the broadcast, how sometimes people have spiritual paranoia. We're going to talk about effective cleansing. We're going to talk about baths, cleansing with incense, how to sometimes cleanse yourself with crossroad dirt. We are going to talk about cleansing yourself with different products. We're going to talk about how to take something off of you that nobody put on. You just kind of picked up yourself because sometimes the methodology is different. We are going to talk about cleansing something off of you and sending it back to the person who sent it with a little bit of stank on it. Because see, if you throw a rock at me, okay, not only is the rock not going to hit me, but it's going to fly back the size of a boulder. Like you, yeah, what was it, you know, Mama and Big Mama used to say growing up? Boy, shoot, you won't ever think about throwing down another rock long as you live. 4 day you won't. So, you know, feel free to sign up. You can go to www.trueconjure.com. Go to the video classes and webinar section. Sign up for the current webinar. It is the one that says I think it says current webinar, November 15th, 7 p.m. Cleansing and Crossing. Please, when you do that, please include your email address and phone number that I can text you the link to. So, because I mean, I know some of y'all have a house phone. If you only have a house phone, please have your email address. I need to have some way to get the link to you. I cannot stress enough how many times I've had this happen where someone will just send me money, but there's no way to contact. Because, you know, y'all paranoid, y'all. You know, y'all won't be putting your real names, your email address, nothing. Like, and I asked someone last time, I said, how was I supposed to get the link to you? you just sent money and like an abbreviation, like how was I supposed to get the link to you? Like, I was just supposed to magic it to you? Was I supposed to write it down on parchment paper and have it delivered Harry Potter style, like an owl just going to come in your window, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, come to the webinar, hoo-hoo. Like, come on now, y'all. Come on now. Help me help you. Help me help you. But no, this November the 15th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it is going to be a good time. And if you are not able to catch it live, you will be able to watch the replay. Okay. And listen, while you're at www.trueconjure.com, look around. I have the finest collection of curios, roots, and herbs. I don't have crystals on there because, you know, I'm traditional. I don't have any crystals on there. But we do have roots and herbs and stuff like that. A lot of hoodoo accoutrements. And there are other webinars there. The webinars that are on the site uploaded, as soon as you pay and check out the website, because see, it's been trained. Website been trained. It will send it right to you. All right, so there you go. You download and look at it at your leisure. All right, y'all, we got 5 minutes left. 5 minutes left in this broadcast. I don't think I have any other commercials to crank out. I don't. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this. We're going to be doing this every Sunday. I had to look and see what day it was. We're going to be doing this every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am going to try to get a different music selection. If some of you are musicians and would like your music featured for whole time, please feel free. Feel free to send it to me. Not real picky about the genre. Just if you're going to play the violin, I mean, I don't know. Can you just fiddle it a little bit? Can you just fiddle it a little bit? And look, I got a message. Someone said, where's the giveaway? I gave y'all the coupon code for the site. It's WWTSPOD10. That is a coupon code good for 10% off of www.trueconjure.com. But this is what I want. This is what I want those of you who are live to do. Because I just, I got some from my vendor. I got some goodies, and for the first five people who place an order and use that coupon code, I'm gonna send a goodie. I don't know what it's gonna be. I tell y'all what it needs to be, and it's gonna be so trifling. This is going to be so trifling. I'm apologizing ahead of time. It's going to be so trifling. But I ordered some clover, right? I ordered some clover because, you know, clover is good for luck and things like that. So I ordered some clover, but they sent me clothes. And I messaged them and I said, hey, I don't know who did the packing at the warehouse, but I ordered clover. You guys sent clothes. And they were like, are you sure? I'm like, listen, I've eaten enough hams. I know what a clove. Y'all know what a clove stuck on. I've eaten enough hams. I know what a clove is. And then, make it so bad, I had actually ordered cloves and clover. And I thought that there was some kind of mistake. But the packaging says clover, but it's cloves. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm sending some. Listen, the package, y'all can get some free clothes. The package is going to say clover. Don't pay that no attention. This is clothes. Y'all know it's clothes. I told you ahead of time it's clothes. Okay? Don't pay no attention. It says clover, but it is clothes. Okay? So, I actually, you know what? The first 10 people who place an order using promo code WWTSPOD10, good for 10%. Not only are you getting 10% off of your order, that does not include digital products, y'all. Don't be ordering a dang on webinar. I want me to mail something out to you. No, because I'm going to stick this in here with my, not only are you getting 10% off, but you getting some free clothes. All right, you're getting some free clothes. Coco Scissorhands in the chat says, I use cloves to make my hair growth oil, so that wouldn't. Look at that. That wouldn't bother me. They make me, right, boom. All right. Well, you get some free clothes. And if you guys are interested in coming to class, you want to go one-on-one with the great one, I do teach an apprenticeship class every Thursday at, again, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is also Hulu Standard Time. For those people who have purchased either a complete new and expanded complete Hulu kit or the class only option, the kit is only $499.99. The class only option, I believe, is $375. So, you know, you got credit. You can pay it off over credit. Okay. Yeah, pay it off over credit. So again, that promo code is WWTSPOD10. WWTSPOD10, good for 10% off. The first 10 people will be getting cloves. It says clover, but I promise you it is cloves. And the site is www.trueconjure.com. This has been amazing. Thank you guys so much, and I will definitely see you guys next week. Y'all have a good one. Profit out.